What advice do you give them for following that passion or for following that dream?
I think my best advice is to just start. And there's no better time than the present.
Hey everybody, and welcome back to Hustlin' and Heels podcast. This is your host, Stacey.
And this is your co-host, Angie.
Hi, Angie.
Man, I'm starting to nail it.
I know.
It's only taken me how many months?
We're not even counting. So, it's fine.
I don't believe you. I think you're counting, but it's okay.
It's perfect. It's just, the whole thing is perfect. So, Angie, you were out of the studio last week.
I was.
Where were you?
Ooh, I was catching some sun in Orlando.
Drinking beer, too. I saw that.
It was. Yeah, I was drinking some beer. I actually had, can I tell this story?
Of course.
Did I told you this story, right? Maybe not. I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyways, I had the best experience, like a very kismet experience. I was there and me and my coworkers had kind of gone our separate ways because I was staying in a hotel because I was a last-minute ad. It's a new job. And we had been up all morning, and I knew if I went to bed at like 4:30, I was going to wake up at 2 in the morning and be wide awake. So I wandered around a little bit, and I went to Senor Frog's. And it was random. Like, there was a place that was right across from my hotel, and it was like, oh, I could go there, and I kept walking, and then some guy came by, gave me a coupon, and was like, oh, you can get a free drink at Senor Frog's. And I was like, I actually called my husband and was like, I feel like this is a sign. So I ended up there. I got there. There was a little patio. I went, sat outside. I don't usually drink beer, but that was what the coupon was for. So, I mean, free, right?
Right.
So I'm sitting there, and I don't know, 15-ish minutes later, the hostess came over. She was a young hostess. And she set a beer down and said, I understand that you're not remotely done with your current beer, but this is on me. And she has tears in her eyes. And I said, well, gosh, thank you. I really appreciate that. And she goes, I don't think you understand. You remind me so much of my mother. She's like, I've already texted my aunts and all of my friends. And she said, you know, your coloring and your smile and just everything about you, I have goosebumps thinking about it. And I said, oh my gosh. And at this point, she's sobbing. Hmm. Like, they're just tears rolling down her face. And I'm not sure what to do. And she's like, I'm so sorry. I know this is probably very weird, but I just needed to let you know how much you've made my day. And I said, well, I thought maybe she just moved far or whatever. Her mom passed away last June.
Hmm.
And so she went on to tell me just how she really felt like the universe brings people by at just the right time. And I've honestly never been so honored to be told that I look like somebody's mother.
Oh,
it was the most amazing experience. I mean, it just really was. And she was gone by the time I left.
Hmm.
So I didn't get a chance to talk to her more after that. But oh my gosh, that will stick with me for years.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
It is one of those experiences that, you know, you're in the right place at the mm-hmm. right time. That's very sweet.
So I was in Orlando for work, but that was really the highlight of the trip.
That's awesome.
So,
well, I'm glad you're back.
Me too.
I brought some sunny weather for you.
Well, I mean, at least it's not too icy out today.
I did wear open heel toes.
You did.
Open heel toes. Open toed heels for you. Got some snow right in them. All right. So, I mean, it's been a week already, and it's mm-hmm. only Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So today was like one of those days. Can I tell you how this day started? It's 2 in the morning. My 4-year-old came in, hits my shoulder. Mom. I'm not sleeping.
Obviously.
I get that. I see that. Mom, can I come in your bed? Sure. Come in. That's 2:00. 3:30. She's still twirling her hair by me. Mom, I'm still not sleeping. Like, I can still see that. So we went downstairs. I said, okay, you want to just put on some cartoons? Like, let's give up all hope. I know you're awake now. And she was like, yep, let's watch some shows. I need my chocolate milk and some goldfish. Girl likes goldfish for breakfast. It's weird. So we did that. 5:30 rolls around. I take a shower, have some coffee. And then on the way to preschool, old girl falls asleep in the back of the car. Like, you little... So that's how the day started, and then it was just off to the races from there. Oh, it was just busy. So it's really nice to be here in the studio tonight.
I bet insomnia with kids is not fun.
They're normally really good sleepers, so like I really don't have that much to complain about. But it's just like, what? How can you be up from 2 a.m. till like 7? Like, what?
And on the busiest day.
Oh, my gosh. So, whatever. But, I mean, she's so cute. So, whatever.
But you're here in wine, so.
Right, exactly. So, speaking of wine, because it's been a day, I bought my very favorite champagne on the way here. Because it was just staring at me from the shelves. So, I bought some Grand Marc from Tabor Hill, which is one of the fabulous wineries in my beloved hometown of Buchanan, Michigan, in southwest Michigan. And their claim to fame is they make Tabor Hill Demi-Sec. And Tabor Hill's Demi-Sec was served at the inaugural dinner celebrating the presidency of Ronald Reagan. So it was served at his dinner.
Oh, like I didn't inauguration know that. Dinner.
Yep. So that's kind of their claim to fame. And a ranking just came out of the 10 best wineries in Michigan, because you know I have lots of wineries here. And they were on that list, as was Round Barn. Round Barn was number 3, and I know we've had their wine here too. So
yeah.
So representing the southwest Michigan tonight. What are you drinking?
What, you picked me up?
I know.
You were a great co-host to me today. Pick some stuff up that you'll never drink, I'm sure. But never. It sounds like your mom does.
Yeah, my mom loves this wine.
She has great taste. Uh-huh. So let me just tell you that. And it's really fun to say. It's called Watusi Red from Karma Vista.
Yes.
And looks like it's in Coloma, Michigan. I feel like I've been there, but it's it's been too long if I don't remember it. So
it is a great place. It's
ready to go back.
It's a great place for like a wine tour if you're going wine tasting, especially with like a group of your squad, your ladies. It's like an awesome place for that. They have some great wine there. Beautiful location, like gorgeous tasting room. So that was my mom's favorite. I remember a long, long time ago from my bachelorette party.
I mean, I feel like
decades ago.
I feel like with a name like Watusi, it's bound to be a good time.
Yeah, yeah,
absolutely.
It's good stuff. I figured you'd like it.
Yeah. So you were right.
We are not the only ones drinking tonight.
We're not.
We are sharing our our
party.
We're sharing our party.
We're sharing our party.
It's party of three tonight. With a party planner herself, really.
Yeah. We are gathering tonight.
So go ahead and introduce our guests.
Yeah. We are with Lindsay. Tell me how to pronounce your last name. Is it Lenard?
It is Lenard.
It is.
So it's like you're saying Menards, but
you're Lenard. Not. Okay.
So not Leonard.
All right. I won't say that. So we're here with Lindsay Lenard. And she and I actually used to work together in another life, but since then we've both kind of carved our own paths and some different things, and she now has created a business from the ground up that is really just starting to take off in Chicago and is starting to organically grow, so we're excited to hear all about that. So yeah, Lindsay, tell us a little bit about it.
Yes, and thank you so much for the introduction. I'm really grateful to be here tonight. So as Angie mentioned, Gather is an automated party planning service. So you can essentially have a party plan in just a few minutes.
Oh my gosh, this is like the greatest invention ever. Where were you when I had the first birthday party? Do go on, because I'm already intrigued. I like the whole automated idea. Just tell me more.
Yes. So it's exactly for somebody like you, a busy mom who doesn't have time to plan a party.
Shit. Yes.
Yes. And you have kids, you have work, you have other things on your schedule that you have to deal with. And planning a party, I find for myself, speaking from personal experience, has always just been like a last minute thing. Mm-hmm. And of course, you're still getting ready as guests are walking in and really, as a host, you want to give them your undivided attention. But sometimes that's just not realistic if you're doing it all by yourself. You have to fix drinks, prep mm-hmm. food. And I realized after throwing a housewarming party that planning a party is a lot of work.
The most.
So much. I had experience in that this weekend.
And did you plan a party this week?
I did.
You should have used Gather.
I should have used Gather. I 100% should have.
Your party turned out great, though.
Thanks.
It did. It really did.
I still should have used Gather. Yeah, I threw my husband a surprise 40th this weekend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so there were probably 50 people there throughout the night. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it turned out great. I mean, it wasn't anything super intense, but being in Orlando the week before, it got super intense Friday, Saturday morning as we were getting everything together. So this would have been perfect.
It's like the perfect solution, especially if you're traveling a lot with work. And because you were stressed, you know, coming back from a trip outside, and then you have to welcome. I mean, you had guests coming in from all parts of the state.
I don't know what gave you that idea that I was stressed out.
You were not stressed. I mean, you handled it with grace.
Yeah, there would have just made your life easier.
It would have. Yes. It would have. Yeah. Yes. So. My bad for not using it. However, for those who do, good for them.
Yeah, right. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. So
we are.
I love the concept of it. And can you spell Gather for everybody too? And we will give out all of this information at the end too. But go ahead and spell it and kind of talk about why you called
Gather.
It this.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so it's Gather without an E. So that's G-A-T-H-R. And the name really came from a childhood best friend. We were just brainstorming ideas. I had this concept of bringing people together, making it convenient and easy to plan parties and events. And we both come from a Catholic upbringing, and she still goes to Mass with her family. And she heard this word gather in Mass, and it resonated with her. And she's like, you know what? Like, that's exactly what you're doing. You're bringing people together. And it just resonated with me as well. And so it just stuck. And I like the way you can use it in different sentences. So, you know, you could just say like something like, oh, you know, let's have a gather this weekend. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, it's just.
Yeah.
Well, and it's a very welcoming word too, you know, like, because when you think about getting, you know, having a gathering, it tends to evoke images of, you know, close family, close friends, like these relationships that you really want to value and you really want to cultivate, and kind of the whole idea of getting together kind of for the purpose of love, you mm-hmm. know, like to gather with those that you love, to gather around. So I love the name. I think it's perfect for what you're doing.
Well, and it's a noun and a verb all at the same time, right? Like you mm-hmm. think gather and you instantly think of all of the people whom you love in one room, and then you say gather, and then it, you know, it evokes these sort of like having fun mm-hmm. and just all of these fun emotions and things, activities and things like that. So yeah, I think it's a perfect fit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so you came up with this idea to start this party planning business, and we'll get to the automated portion of it, but because a lot of people, I think, know what a party planner does or what a party planning service does. Yours is a little bit different because it's kind of an automated system, but you had this whole idea, you said, after planning a party of your own, a housewarming party.
Yes. I had this entrepreneurial spirit and knew I wanted to take a different path. And the housewarming party just really validated the concept, because I thought, oh, like I want to do something with entertaining, something in that realm, in that industry. And I love bringing people together. I love investing in experiences. So where does that fit? And what I was really looking for was a problem to solve. Mm-hmm. And I found a lot of my own personal issues with our housewarming party. Granted, everybody had a really great time, but there were things that I wish I could have done a little differently.
Okay, so describe. You're looking for a problem to solve. What's one of those problems that you identified that you were like, ugh, if I could only do this?
Well, during our housewarming party, I was working my corporate job, mm-hmm. and I was also doing freelance work on the side, so I happened to have a freelance gig that day. So I really ultimately didn't have enough time to, like, mm-hmm. plan or do anything. And knowing that, I just told everybody, like, oh, let's make it a potluck. It was a Mexican potluck mm-hmm. because I love a party with a theme.
Who doesn't?
So, of course, there's too many chips and not enough guac. It's a little
enough guac.
It's a little disorganized. And then my friends and I, we made our own margarita mix. And my one friend poured in way too much tequila.
So then, again, same concept.
Is there such a thing
as too much tequila and too much guac? I don't know. Debatable. Anyways.
Debatable, yes. But it turned into one of those kind of parties real fast. Mm-hmm. And sure. I just thought it would be nice if there was a service out there to kind of solve some of these problems and just make it a lot easier. There was one point during the party where I didn't even say, like, goodbye to, like, one of our guests. And we barely even talked to. I think I talked to him for like a whole 30 seconds sure. just saying hi. And I really just felt honestly a little embarrassed that I like couldn't give everybody my attention. And I wanted to make sure that everybody felt like they had like a quality like conversation sure. mm-hmm. with me. Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting that you then take those lessons that you learned and apply them to this business idea.
Yes. Okay. So it can definitely apply in the sense that you're an individual throwing a party and you really just want to connect with your guests. It also works very well for some of our corporate clients because at the end of the day, they have to be focusing on their work. Mm-hmm. So a lot of them don't have the time to plan something or they just don't have like the resources on their team to do something like that.
Sure. So you were sort of talking about, you haven't been a party planner all of your life. You were talking about your corporate job that you were working before this. So tell us a little bit about that, like what you did before this and maybe even how you decided to sort of cut the purse strings and jump a little bit.
Yes. So my background is in advertising and design. So fresh out of school, I started working for some of the big global ad agencies like Energy, BBDO, Foot Cone and Belding, mm-hmm. Got my hands dirty on a lot of really cool brands. Parts of it were really exciting, but other parts really just tore me apart as a creative. It would crush me when I would pour my heart and soul into a project that would later get killed or not go live, or something that went through so much overhead, and then the creative vision was completely flipped mm-hmm. upside down. And so that was always just a little bit of a battle. And
can I stop you right there? Just because I don't come from a larger ad agency background. Is there in these larger agencies, is there a sense of competition where you have different design teams who are, in a sense, competing to, I don't know, represent these different brands? Or are you all working together on one team and it's just that your client isn't a fan of maybe the creative?
Usually outcome? The client. Mm-hmm.
It can be a little bit of both, though, sometimes. Mm-hmm. If you're in a large enough agency, mm-hmm. Sometimes, and it's a large enough project,
yeah.
sometimes they'll break teams up into two separate teams and say the team with the best creative will be what's presented.
Okay.
So it can be a little bit of both. Sometimes it's within the agency mm-hmm. and sometimes it's just the client. It's really true a lot of times with clients, and I think Lindsay can attest to this. Sometimes they don't know what they want until they see what they don't want.
Yes.
And that happens a lot in the ad world. So.
Huh. So do you find that do most clients come to you and think they know what they want and kind of present this idea, but without like the creative idea behind it? And then you try to figure out what they want. Is that kind of how it works?
Yes, I would say about half of the time yeah. our clients know what they want, especially working on a bigger brand. There's a lot of strategy behind it and they're trying to hit certain goals mm-hmm. and have a certain visual that matches that. Mm-hmm. So I would say that's pretty accurate. But, you know, we, as like a creative group, would always try to put like the best work out there and mm-hmm. even some work that would like shift their perspective mm-hmm. or get them to think of things differently. So,
yeah, I mean, from a strategy perspective, it was always, you know, they hired, you know, they hire agencies to be strategic. So if there's a better way to do something, that's the agency's job. And it might not necessarily be what they think that they want.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and it can be really hard to pull a vision out of somebody's head.
Yes.
If they don't know how to describe it, mm-hmm. if they're not particularly creative or whatever, they can see it in their head, but mm-hmm. they can't speak it with their words. Mm-hmm. And so that can take rounds of trying to get through too.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of these, your clients are, they don't have in-house marketing teams.
Sure.
So that's why they go to you to, mm-hmm. to do that for them. Yeah. So that's very interesting because obviously I come from the financial industry, but we're a large enough institution that we have our own in-house marketing and PR team. So I don't face those same competition or difficulties. It's more like, all right, here's what we're trying to say. Like different departments will come up with different products. Here's what we're trying to say. And then we tell them how it's going to be said. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like we make it look pretty. We craft the message. So I can see how then if you're working with all these different multiple agencies, how it's like starting from fresh, from mm-hmm. scratch every time, you know, when they come to you and say, all right, here's what we want to do. Tell us how we should do it or tell us how we want to do it. So I think that's, I'm sure, is it a high stress environment?
It depends on the agency that mm-hmm. you work at. Sometimes there can be really tight deadlines, but I found it to just ebb and flow. So you would have busy times and not so busy times. But I always worked as a freelancer. So if I had to work any sort of overtime, I would get paid for it.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be one of those creatives that would be forced to work until like 1 a.m. just because I was typically always a freelancer.
Yeah. Okay.
But it still hurt just as much, or like it still would, you know, impact you just as much if there was a shift or whatever, because you still threw yourself into those projects.
Oh, right.
Regardless of whether you were full time or freelance.
Yeah, it was like your baby. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So when you were freelancing, were you in kind of the field of graphic design then? Were you creating images? What was your role then?
Yes, I was considered a graphic designer, a digital designer. Mm-hmm. So I would create all the creative collateral, mm-hmm. whether that would be for print work or digital work.
Sure. Okay, great. How long did you do that for?
So I did that for just a few years. And then I was starting to get the itch to do something new. And I wasn't really sure what that was. My husband and I, we were talking about traveling, and it just so happened that that year we ended up getting engaged. And so we thought, okay, instead of spending the money on a really expensive wedding in Chicago, let's go on an extended honeymoon. So we traveled for quite a bit, and then I came home and slowly but surely found my path into entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm. So that itch that you talk about, that seems to be a common theme. We talk on here, it is hustling and heels. So we interview hustlers. We interview people who are working it out there and are crushing it in whatever field they might be in. And we always find these common themes. And one of those is just like this itch, this desire to do something different, to do something on their own, to do something that fuels their passion and their creativity. So it sounds like that happened to you as well. Talk a little bit about travel, though, because it seems to me also that travel tends to influence the direction of people's lives as well. So you went on this extended trip. Did that impact you in any way?
Oh, yes.
So where did you go?
So we traveled around Europe for 4 months. We hit multiple countries.
It's a hell of a honeymoon.
It is. It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Right?
All right, continue.
Yes. We started out in Iceland and ended our trip in Belgium. We got to meet relatives in Hungary, and I also got to see where my grandfather grew up. So that was a really special part of our trip.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So was it your favorite part?
I would say so, yes. Yeah.
So was your husband, now he was able to take 4 months off too. Was he freelancer? Was he, what was his story too?
He was working full time at a small company as a software developer. Mm-hmm. And he asked them if he could take a sabbatical. And they were really just a small scale company and were really flexible and really just wanted to make Christopher happy. He had mm-hmm. been there for a few years. And so they allowed him to just go.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's great.
And he got his job back when we returned.
Oh.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Even better.
You can't beat that.
So you travel around Europe. You come back. You're like, all right, it's time for me to do something different. Is that when you jump into this new business or does it take you a little while?
No, it took some time. I knew that I didn't really want to go back to the corporate world, but it just so happened that this new job landed right in my lap, right on our flight home. We were flying home on a Thursday, and I got an email from a recruiter, hey, we have this position open. Can you start on Monday? And we were flying home, so I didn't really have any plans. We thought we were potentially going to travel to Asia in the fall. And then I ended up getting a job offer at the old agency where Angie and I met. So I decided, you know what, I'm just gonna take this job. It was so wild how it all worked out. I didn't even apply for it. It just kind of fell into my lap. And so I said, okay, I'll do this for a little while until I figure out my next steps. I was freelancing there. They gave me the job offer. I actually declined it at first. I was like, oh, no. Like, I like to travel a lot and I want to launch a startup in the future. So I don't think this is a good fit.
Felt a little restricting.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they convinced me. And so I worked there for about a year. And then my boss at the time was talking to me. We had a very personal conversation about moving up in the company. And, you know, he was saying, Lindsay, what can I do to like get you a promotion, to like get you to the next step? And I flat out just told him, I said, you know what? I think I'm going to quit and become an entrepreneur.
Oh my God.
What can I do to help you get to the next step? You can fire me so I can go start my own company. Thanks.
What was his reaction to that?
He was very supportive and he was such a cool boss. I felt like I could have this open relationship mm-hmm. with him where I didn't have to hide things.
That's great.
And I feel like that's really healthy when you can have a workplace like that where you can be open like that.
I agree.
And it's not very common these days.
No, but I feel like, you know, I feel like great leaders, you know, do offer that to mm-hmm. their team members, because great leaders should want their team members to succeed and to continue and to develop and evolve. And so sometimes in order for them to do that, they have to follow their own path and they have to go in a different direction. You know, I feel like if you try to constrict people, just because they're good workers and you want them still, well, I mean, that's just, I'm not convinced that that's a great way to lead. So it sounds like he was a pretty cool boss.
So at that, I mean, at that point, did you know what kind of business you wanted to, like what kind of entrepreneurial stuff you wanted to do?
I had the idea that I would create these in-home experiences, something in the entertainment realm. Again, from traveling, I was really invested in experiences, but I didn't feel like I was solving a problem. And then again, it just hit home when I had, you know, Christopher and I, my husband and myself, we bought our very first condo. We threw our housewarming party and it just all sort of clicked. I'm like, this is it. Like, this is the problem I'm solving.
Which was all kind of a whirlwind too, right? Mm-hmm. Like the buying of the home and like all of the things happening at once. I mean, if I remember correctly, it was just all a pretty quick movement.
Yes. And having the housewarming party was like the epiphany and it all really just came together pretty quickly. And then, you know, next thing you know, I have like a website live and we're a working business and it's all really exciting.
See what happens when you have too much tequila and too much guac,
right?
You develop a successful startup.
Absolutely. Well, I was going to say, speaking of your website, I have to tell you, I was playing around on it today. It's so fun. I can definitely tell that you're you come from an ad agency, you come from the graphic design world. I love how engaging it is. I love the fun, quirky little copy on it. And it's very inclusive of so many different types of people, from like the party goers to the like, my Friday night out is a Friday night in. I absolutely love it. I think it's absolutely fantastic. So I just, like, I love how you've kind of, you brought it so full circle, you know, your passion for design and that sort of thing to your passion for creating experiences, which you've really done. I mean, I feel like this is more than just party planning. Like the vendors that you've sort of pulled into your business now are sort of outside of the box.
Yes, they're very unique. And the thing that's really special about Gather is that everything is local. So we don't list any like really big franchise companies. So you're really getting a taste of the neighborhood. You're getting a taste of Chicago or wherever you might be. We find local vendors. We can get you a fire breather. We can get you a really cool private chef. We have just a whole variety of vendors in, you know, the entertainment world, in the culinary world.
You guys have like cocktails and yoga.
Oh, I know. I just like want to read some of these. Can I just read some of these?
Yeah, I do. Okay. Absolutely.
So I love it because you can go in there and the question is, what's your mood? Yeah. Cozy, creative, wild, fancy, active, or curious? Okay, so I love that. Yeah, I also was playing in it today and I'm like, oh, I want one of these parties. So you could have a cocktail experience. What's CBD?
So CBD is a form of cannabis.
All right, CBD oil.
Yeah.
From CBD oil.
Okay, gotcha.
So it's 100% legal in Chicago. Uh-huh. And what our mixologist does is he just adds a little bit of it to your cocktail. And it's supposed to have a lot of added health benefits and help you relax. But you don't get the same effect that you would get smoking any form of cannabis.
Sure.
So it's just really a relaxed
That's really cool.
cocktail experience.
Nice. So you could do that. You could do the Taste of South India and a cooking experience, right? You could do Confetti Gals balloon packages, delivery and setup. I love the cheese tasting one. Pre-made flower crowns. That's really cool. Okay, so the burlesque show. Can we talk about that? Like, you can have your own burlesque show in your home?
Yes. So we have one vendor who is a performer. She does a lot of really unique things. So she does a lot of burlesque dancing. She's a fire performer, so she can do, like, a fire dance, ballet dancing. She has a whole variety of offerings on her website. Gosh.
It's so cool. Like pasta making, cooking with fruits. There's, I like this one. Call me old fashioned, candles and cocktails. Like, I want to go to all these parties, Angie. I want to do all of the things on here. I know. Angie's pouring champagne for me, so I can't, you all can't hear right now. But here's the other thing I love. So you can go in here by what's the occasion, and I'm clicking on in-laws are in town. So if your in-laws are in town, here are some ideas of how you can entertain them. So I think that the way that you have set this up is just so fun. And so you pair with these local vendors. And all right, so talk about, I guess let's start from there. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, wait. So I just sat back down, guys. Yes. Sorry, I had to. We set the champagne outside in the snow because it wasn't cold and I ran out to get some for Stace and Lindsay here. Sorry, I just wanted you to talk about the waffle brunch or whatever it was that just launched. You just had one in Houston, so you're growing this organically and it sounded amazing. She was telling me about it when we walked in. So as you're talking about all of the things that can happen.
Yeah.
Talk about that, because I 100% want to do this with my girlfriends.
In Houston?
Well, sure.
Okay.
Really?
I could do it anywhere.
You can gather anywhere.
Yes, you can gather anywhere. We got a request to do a Galentine's Day party in Houston.
Nice.
And so I asked one of our local private chefs, hey, do you know any chefs in Houston? A group of girls want to put this together. And so... naturally, it all came together very easily. He knew somebody, one of his old students who went to Le Cordon Bleu in Chicago, and she created this waffle bar for about 15 girls. And it was so funny just seeing, like, the text from the client that came through. She was like, oh my goodness, like, the chicken and waffles, it was better than Chick-fil-A, and that says a lot coming from me. She's, like, the type of girl that loves Chick-fil-A, and she's like, you're Shantae, the private chef, like, it was a drop-off catering service, mm-hmm. and she said, oh, she was so sweet. She took a selfie with us before she left, and I mean, it sounded like a blast. I wish I could have been there.
Who doesn't want a waffle bar that you don't have to plan?
Right.
That is catered to you.
To you. That's the best part.
Can we make this happen?
We need to make it happen. We need to gather.
But I think, and probably the better lesson of this, other than I really want a waffle bar, is that the best part of Gather is that if you have an idea of something that you want and you don't see it on the website, reach out and ask, and you will do everything you can to make it happen.
Yes, we can make anything come to life. Like I said, we have a fire breather on our website.
And it doesn't have to be in Chicago. Right. It can be anywhere.
Yes.
Right?
We are growing organically. So example A, the party in Houston.
Yeah.
You can gather anywhere. We have a whole collection of vendors. I'm learning it's a small world. Everybody knows everybody. Mm-hmm. We know the best in the industry. So we can set you up with those people.
Yeah. And we have a lot of overseas listeners. We have a lot of West Coast listeners and things like that. So, I mean, this would be amazing for them too. So if you guys are listening and Gather strikes a chord with you, please don't feel free like it's, or please don't think it's just a Midwest thing. Like, feel free to get a hold of Lindsay and reach out with those ideas and she'll set you up.
Yeah. Yeah. That is, the best part about it. You can gather anywhere.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about the process. I'm a person who's busy. I have lots going on, but I want to have a party. I want to have a gathering at my house, maybe with my girlfriends. I go on your website. I look through some of the options. I'm like, this one's pretty cool. Like, walk me through the process.
So as soon as you land on our website, you can search by category, mood, or occasion. We're actually launching a brand new website this week. So
awesome.
I've been working closely with a software engineer to get out just a better user experience. Mm-hmm. And we're super excited to share that with all of you. But again, the user journey, you can go to our site, choose, you know, what kind of party you're having. So if you're having a birthday party, you can set whatever occasion. You can set the mood. So if you want something that's cozy, we've got cozy comforts. If you want something that's a little wild, we have, you know, things of that nature. And then you can also choose by category. So food, drinks, styling, entertainment, you choose what you need for your party. We have some clients that book everything full service. So ultimately, they don't have to worry about any component for their party. But then we have other clients who love to plan certain parts of their party. Mm. So, for example, we had one client that loves to decorate. That's like her jam. That's like the whole point of why she puts parties together. Mm. So she really wanted to do that part on her own, but then needed some help in other areas with like food and drinks to make sure everything went smoothly. Yeah. So, you can choose where you want to gather and how you want to set it up. And we have recommendations too of like what goes well together. So if you like cheese and wine, we have like a pairing. You can book the cheesemonger with the sommelier. Or if you're really into like pizza and beer, you can book like the artisan deep dish pizza pro with a craft beer pro who will lead you through a tasting. So it kind of depends on what you're looking for, but there are definitely vendors that mesh well together.
Mm-hmm.
And we have like our top recommendations on each vendor's page.
Oh, awesome. That's awesome.
So from an invite perspective, like if you were talking about the process, Stacey, mm-hmm. from an invite perspective, would you, is there a like scripted invite that goes out from Gather, or could you set somebody up with a, you know, somebody who specializes in invites or like that sort of a thing?
Yeah, so it depends on how you'd like to set it up. Ultimately, most likely the host would be booking the event on our website. So they would go through the checkout process and they can, from there, fill out a form to invite their friends. So they can write down each individual's email address and we'll send out a personalized invite saying, hey, you got invited to, you know, Stacy's party
and she won't be cooking, so right. You should totally come.
But it will list like all of the party details and get everybody excited.
Fun.
So you could do it that way, or if you want something that's a little bit more formal, you could definitely hire one of our local designers or calligraphers to personalize and design like a physical invite that you would send out to
people. You guys do it all.
I love how customized it is.
I know.
It kind of depends. Like some people in this digital age love to just send an email or a text message.
Sure.
Or, you know, we can also text your friends too. We have a service that will send personalized messages. So that's just another offering. But it's ultimately up to you if you want to send out invites digitally or printed.
Yeah.
Oh, neat.
That's such a cool service. Now, do you go to any of these parties?
No. So technically, you know, they're private parties.
Yeah.
So I'm typically not at them, but I do offer like a special, you know, promotion for like first time users if they want photography services. I also have a background in photography and I love just capturing those special moments, like, you know, when everybody like gathers with all of their friends and family. So I was actually just at a gather event on Sunday night and ended up tagging along just to take pictures, offered it to the client, and she thought that would be a great way to like document it and have those to look back on.
That's so cool.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So how was it? What was it like being a part of the party kind of in a way, but also like responsible for components of the party too? Because without your service, that party's not going on, but you're kind of also kind of like a fly on the wall.
Yeah. You know what? It all happened very naturally. All of our vendors are very professional and on time. And so, you know, they're present to do their job. And so they just made it, you know, made it all work out perfectly. And I feel like I was just sort of in the background capturing everything. And so they had booked the wine and cheese event with the cheesemonger and the sommelier. And really, it was easy for the client because she didn't, again, have to worry about fixing food and drinks. I didn't have much to do other than show up with my camera. And the vendors were prepared to lead everybody through a tasting.
That's awesome.
So it made it really simple.
Now, I'm just a country bumpkin that likes to wear camel Crocs and mix it up with some heels. Cheesemonger? Like, that's a title? Is that a thing?
Yes. And this cheesemonger in particular cheesemonger. Actually has quite a following on Instagram.
Is it M-O-N-G-E-R or M-U-N-G-E-R? I've never, like, a cheesemonger.
I don't know, but I saw it on the website. I was like, this.
I mean, so this person, like, they kind of specialize in cheese and they bring the different cheeses and, like, talk about the different cheeses. I love cheese, so that's why I'm, like, very interested in this cheesemonger thing.
Yes, but she has a very seductive way of, like, showcasing her cheese.
Well, cheese is a seductive food.
It really is.
Yes, she calls it, she's America's sexiest cheese blog, and God,
I love her. I'm writing it down. I need America's sexiest cheesemonger.
Yes, she's fantastic, and it's just, it goes home with Gather and like our whole mission that, you know, everything is unique and original. And that's definitely Erica's experience. She'll lead you through a tasting and introduce you to different pairings and cheeses that you never heard of.
So amazing.
And if you follow her Instagram too, like I said, she's got a really seductive way of showcasing her cheese.
Is there any other way?
No. And she'll like take you to cheese church, and she praises the Lord Jesus.
Oh,
she's got like a whole thing going on.
You just blew our minds.
Can I get an amen?
It's so amazing. Does she travel? Do the vendors in Chicago travel at all?
Yeah. So, well, we have a certain vendors that set parameters. So we have vendors specific to the city of Chicago. Mm-hmm. And then we have other vendors that will travel to Chicago suburbs.
Okay.
Our whole goal is to keep everything local. Mm-hmm. So if you have something in mind, you know, for a particular area, we'll definitely find somebody local that can cater to your idea.
So, and this isn't just something that's, I mean, it has a couple of components to it. So you have your sort of services that cater to your customers, but then there's also the vendors component to it too, right? So if anybody was interested, say they specialized in, I don't know, baking or whatever, and they wanted to offer their services to be a part of Gather, mm-hmm. what would they do?
So they can visit our site. We have like a really quick 1-minute sign-up form, mm-hmm. Just to collect like basic information and things like their Venmo handle. Mm-hmm. And then when they're ready mm-hmm. to add a service, we have just a really short questionnaire to collect like the description, the price point, everything that would need to be included for their service. And usually we work with a lot of local businesses or independent freelancers that already sort of have their businesses set up. So it doesn't require a ton of upfront work. But really a lot of anybody is welcome to join. And we have certain parameters that if certain vendors, they want to cater to like specifically house parties or outside venues, you know, we have to play by the rules and follow Chicago laws. There are certain catering laws. But in that scenario, if they don't have like the correct licenses, they could still offer up a service to do like private house parties. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's all marked appropriately on our website. So when you're kind of like perusing and looking through different vendors, you can see which ones cater to outside venues or which ones are specifically catering to only house parties.
That's interesting because I wouldn't have thought about that, that component of it. So,
well, and I assume that will apply across mm-hmm. the board to whatever state you're in and mm-hmm. or et right. cetera.
Exactly. Yeah. So each state has its own laws. Mm-hmm. It's specific.
Sure.
But in terms of any vendors in Chicago, we have those listed appropriately.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you're a seductive soap maker.
Yeah.
And you want to offer your services. Or if you're a, let's see what else.
Soap maker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fire breather. I feel like seductive soap making could be a thing. Like I'd be into that. Yeah. If you are a, let's see, what else could you be? Should I just drink more?
You should. Okay. You should just drink more. I'm going to ask more questions.
If you're a bombastic bath bomb creator.
No.
Okay.
That no,
I'm trying to use alliteration.
We have a lot of
bomb.
I'm gonna come up with another one by the end of this episode that I feel like it's gonna knock it out of the park.
Okay, so, right. I'm gonna ask more questions.
I mean, I really can't. Here. I can't top America's sexiest cheesemonger.
You can't.
So
let's just
keep going.
So, Lindsay, obviously, you are a hustler. Who's been the biggest influence? Or influences in your life to sort of drive you and help you get there?
So I feel like this is a typical answer, but ultimately my biggest influencers and supporters have always been my parents. They've always worked so hard to make my dreams come true, and they didn't go to college, but they sent both my sister and I to college and have always worked so hard. Even from like when I was a child, I happened to pick up horseback riding, one of like the most expensive sports out there.
Yes.
And my mom, she made it work, and would always come up with creative ways to like get me to the barn, to pick up extra rides. I was a working student, so I feel like they really taught me how to have like a really strong work ethic. They just work really hard themselves.
And your dad is the only reason I bring this up is because I know a little bit, but your dad is a bit of a hustler himself. Like, he's really worked his way up to sort of a dream job for a lot of people.
Yes.
Right?
So my father works for the Chicago Cubs. Mm-hmm. He is the scoreboard operator, and he has just built such a network through Wrigley Field and really just loves his job.
Yeah.
So I've always admired that about my dad. He's always done like what makes him happy. It doesn't matter about like the paycheck or like climbing up the ladder. He's just always been in this place where he's always just been happy. So, you know, he thought to himself, why not, or why change that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we talk a lot about kindness on this podcast and sort of how it emanates and sort of circles back around and things like that. And I have to say I'm so grateful I was able to meet your dad about almost a year ago, not quite a year ago, right? We ran into one another when we were in Chicago, and I didn't even realize that they were there. And Lindsay came over and was like, my parents are here. I'd love for you guys to meet them. And my husband is one of the largest Chicago Cubs fans in the world, which Lindsay knew. And her dad came over, and Todd was just like, I've read articles about you, like all of these things. And he, like, they were just the sweetest, kindest people I've ever met. And, I mean, just the epitome of what like a true hustler is. Like, he's worked his way up and he's worked very hard, but he's stayed so humble. And I feel like that sort of passed its way on to you. And what you're doing now, you know, you're this involved in this entrepreneurship and like doing these things that you love, but I feel like you've got that humbleness about you as mm-hmm. well. Like, and you're so grateful for where you're at in this life. And so, you know, I just wanted to pass that on to you. I think it's fantastic.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I really appreciate that. And I feel like that is one thing that's really important to me, is to stay humble no matter where I'm at in life. And again, I've seen it with my dad. And even going through things like the World Series, and he doesn't even wear his ring every day. He like hides it. He's the type of guy that doesn't want to show off. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, he's also has the personality, where he likes to schmooze with people, and you can just really have a good time with him.
Sure. Yeah. absolutely.
But, that is definitely a trait mm-hmm. that the Fuse family holds, is to stay humble.
Mm-hmm. And you have a twin sister, right?
No,
she's not a twin?
We're not twins, but we do
really?
Look alike.
Oh my gosh, I so thought you were twins. Yeah, you guys look very much alike.
Yes, okay. She's also a hustler.
Is she?
Yes, she is a full-time nurse in the labor and delivery room. So she
they're angels on this earth, labor and delivery nurses.
She is up all night working and helping with all sorts of babies, healthy babies,
mm-hmm.
sick babies. She sees it all.
Well, it just runs in your family. You guys are just a hustling family.
Yes.
I interviewed Sarah Paderewski, she's the director of nursing for a pretty large regional hospital in our area. Just talking about those labor and delivery nurses. I mean, having three children myself, like, I remember, I love my doctor. But you know who was there with me for hours and hours and hours, who you, like, end up loving, are those labor and delivery nurses. And I remember mine, I then saw her, like, weeks later at Target. Again, like, they're not going to remember every woman that they work with every day, but I remembered her, and I was like, hi, and I gave her a hug, you know, and she was probably like, who is this lady? But to me, she was like the most important part of my birth.
Sure.
You know, I mean, she gave me mesh underwear. Like,
oh man,
I know it's a different subject, but different story. But anyways, just to say, like, I admire your sister, and I don't even know her, but I have like a special, any mothers out there, like, you know, you have a special place in your heart for those labor and delivery nurses. You couldn't go through it without them. Like, they become your battle buddy for like 24, 48, however many hours your crazy children want to take to get out of you. Like, they are by your side. Oh, and the doctor comes in for like the last 10 minutes and steals all the glory. Yeah.
Right. No, really, though, it's very true. And my sister even told me a story once. I believe I'm saying this correctly, but she had a patient who had their first child, and then they came back and had a second child, and said, they told her, oh, we named her after you mm-hmm. because of like Oh my gosh.
I'm telling you.
You know, everything you had like done for us like in this like past delivery.
What an honor.
It is such amazing.
She's told me stories like that and it's just incredible. Like she really does make a difference. Mm-hmm.
In your time of need, because there is no other time of need, like the pain of contractions, like they are there for you. They are like, yeah, angels on this earth. So, you jumped. I want to talk about, because this is a theme that we have here running throughout, hustlers or jumpers. And so we have a lot of listeners who are considering jumping. Mm. They have a passion. They have something they want to do. They might not love what they're doing, but they have an idea. They see something that they want to do. What advice do you give them for following that passion or for following that dream?
I think my best advice is to just start. And there's no better time than the present. I had this idea and I was ready to get started. I was strategic about my approach. My job fortunately let me transition into a part-time role while I was developing this. And then I eventually ended up parting ways. But I knew I just had to get started. And, you know, my in-laws are actually, they're both CPAs, and they had shown some concerns that I didn't have enough money saved up. I wasn't preparing a year in advance. And to me, I thought, I have this fresh idea. Like, I just have to go for it, because if I wait a year, things are going to change. Maybe I'll never do it, or
somebody else could come up with it.
Could come up with it. And so they had shown some concerns. And of course, I think, you want to set yourself up for success. You want to have the money in place, because starting a business can be pricey. But for me, I set like the most minimal expenses and, you know, did my best at like not going over that. And I thought, okay, like I'm just going to like get my money back. As long as I can like break even starting out, like, you know, that's a good point for me to start. And so I started to like progress and things are picking up momentum. But it was definitely like a scary start, just knowing like, you know, I only have like a certain amount saved up. I'm not like, I don't have a full year worth of savings, is a little concerning, but you just have to go for it and you figure stuff out. My husband and I, we have different streams of revenue. So we live in a loft, and so we listed our loft on a website called PeerSpace. And so that's like essentially my salary. Aside from Gather, is getting money from these bookings where people need like a cool space. And it's really a great resource for Gather too, for people who are looking for really cool spaces to host their parties. So, it really has worked in our favor, and, we're always trying to get creative with ways to just make extra money and ways to grow the business.
That's awesome.
Definition of a hustler here.
I know, right?
That is great. So what's next? What are your hopes and dreams for this business that you've started?
So I have my projections mapped out. I definitely want to grow to other cities. So we have a number of bookings in Chicago. We just had a booking in Houston, and I really want a lot of people to be able to experience this firsthand and for them to take in, you know, Gather and see what it's all about. So my main goal is to expand to other cities and really grow the word.
Mm-hmm. Any travel plans?
Christopher and I, we've been invited to a few weddings this year, destination weddings. So we're going to Mexico, we're going to the Dominican Republic. But for the most part, we're laying low because I am 100% focused on the business. So we don't have a ton of travel plans in place, but we're going away for some long weekends, and it'll be nice to just get away for a little bit, but without abandoning the new business.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's awesome.
Well, it sounds like you've got it going on, girl, and you've got plans in place. It sounds like the business is growing, which is what you want as an entrepreneur. So how can people find out more about you?
So they can visit our website. We have a non-traditional domain. So it's gatherwithoutane.in, gather in. And they can also find us on Instagram and Facebook with the same domain.
Awesome. So gather.in is the website, and then Facebook and Instagram. And we will share that site on our Facebook page as well, and on our Instagram as well. So I really enjoyed talking with you. You're like, you are solving my problem. I hate planning parties. Legitimately hate planning parties. I love going to parties, love being a part of parties, but the planning part, whew. And I think maybe it's because part of my job is to plan events for my career. And so it's like, all right, I put all my emphasis into that. And so when it comes to like personal life, I don't want to plan anymore. I just want to like show up and it all be done. But you know, there are a lot of busy men and women out there who I think would really benefit from this. And for those of you in Southwest Michigan, we're only 90 miles away. Yeah. So, and there are a plethora of vendors here in Southwest Michigan that offer food and wine and probably some cheesemongers. I don't know. Gotta be out there somewhere.
100%. I'm sure there are.
Yeah. For sure
there are.
So, social share. Shall we do that? Should I do that?
You should do that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let me take a look. I did have one. I had a share.
I was going to say, I thought you told me you had one.
I did. I shared a share. But then I've just been so interested in in this discussion.
You're failing me right now.
I got it.
But that's okay.
I got it. All right. I shared this yesterday. So, Lindsay, we do a social share at the end of every episode where we kind of talk about like maybe it's a meme or an article or something that we've shared recently on social media. So, or maybe it's something that you take a screenshot of and send to your best friend at 11 o'clock at night. You know, Carrie Alves and I have been doing that since we've had phones. So, Carrie is going to be so as much of a fan as your husband is, my best friend Carrie is the biggest female Cubs fan you've ever met in your life. She's going to be so excited to hear about your dad. So, all right. So my social share, I shared this the other day. And the reason why I shared it is because, it was on the eve of a gathering of like leadership and operational managers within my organization. And as many people know, like I'm very proud of the place that I work for and I believe in what we're doing and I live it. So we were about to gather for, the holiday, President's Day, which was on Monday. The financial institution was closed, but we were going to get together and we were going to do a training. So I shared this, because I really believe it. And it says, if you are the smartest person in the room, you are in the wrong room.
That's so true.
So I believe that because I believe on my team, even though I might lead a small team, I am not the smartest person on my team. And I never want to be the smartest person. I want to surround myself with people who are smarter than me, who will challenge me, who will come up with great ideas and who will push the team forward. So I'm a big believer in that. So that was my social share.
The best leaders are those who surround themselves with people who have strengths that they don't.
Yes.
Absolutely. Honestly. It's really what it is.
Yep.
I found one.
Yes.
And this, I think that this really applies, you know, we were talking about jumping and sort of how do you do it? And I think that this really applies. It's by, well, at least in this particular meme or whatever, it was attributed to an Emily Marushin. I'm sure I'm completely saying that incorrectly, but I want to at least give credit. It says, you're not stuck. You're just committed to certain patterns of behavior because they helped you in the past. Now those behaviors have become more harmful than helpful. The reason why you can't move forward is because you keep applying an old formula to a new level in your life. Change your formula to get a different result.
Oh, I like that.
Jump.
Mm-hmm. Jump.
Jump.
Yep.
That's what that says to me.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I like that. I thought of one.
Wait, what?
Compassionate candle creator. If you are...
Wait, what?
If you're a compassionate candle creator, we could have a gather for you where you come together and you... It's like yoga mixed with like... Zen ideas, and you create the candles. It's an experience, Angie. Get on board.
It makes me think a little of a seance. Which might be cool, but that's what it made me, like, that's what it conjured up in my head.
Fine. So that's the only thing I was thinking of.
Okay.
All right. All right. Well, Lindsay, thank you very much for joining us tonight.
We enjoyed
hearing about your story and learning about your business. Yeah. And I have a feeling that many of our listeners will seek you out as well. And hopefully we'll schedule a party and maybe they'll invite us, Angie.
Maybe. I feel like we need to make these invites happen. They're a little lagging.
Yeah, like Matt's parents.
Matt Bizzo.
Yeah, so well, you guys are always welcome to come to Chicago and join in on the fun.
You shouldn't make offers that you're not going to keep, Lindsay. because we will come.
Let's look at our calendars. What date are we free?
I've already got the Uber scheduled.
Done. We will be there.
We're fun guests.
We are. We're fun
people, damn it. All right.
We're fun hustlers.
Oh, see? I don't think I cussed the whole time. I just made it explicit. Sorry. All right. It was bound to happen.
Hashtag fail.
All right, hustlers. Thank you very much for joining us again this week. As always, if you would like to go out to iTunes and leave us a review, that would be fantastic. Share us with the rest of your tribe. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram at HAHpod. If you have an email suggestion, either you can suggest a guest or you can suggest a topic. We had some fascinating emails last week and I'm going to connect with those folks, coordinating some guests and coordinating some topics. I'm very, very excited about some of the upcoming guests as well. So you can email us at letschat@hihpod.com. And then we also have a new, text group. So if you text join to the number, hold on, wait for it. Wait for it. God, it's in my story.
Wait for it.
You guys, I shared it in the Instagram story today. I can't remember phone numbers. Stop it. Hold on. It's coming.
Oh, man. You are so out of time.
It's coming. It's coming. All right. Okay. Text the word join to 269-231-8881. Again, text the word join to 269-231-8881. We will not spam you. We don't have time for that shit. The only thing we are going to do is every Wednesday when a new episode comes up, we're going to send you a little text message that says, hey, a new HAH episode is up. Here's a link. Click to listen. So that is all we do. We would love for you to join us. All right. I believe that's a wrap. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. I was trying to think of some kind of sound effect to finish off with, and I had nothing. So
maybe we should just clink our wine.
Oh, all right.
Yes.
Cheers. All right. Cheers, hustlers. See you later.
Keep hustling.
Hustlin' and Heels is an NBI Studios production. Your hosts are Stacey Carlin and Angie Crocker. All views and opinions expressed on the show are theirs and theirs alone. Your executive producer is Michael Bussing, and all music and artwork for the show was created by Shane Yoder with PutThemInASong.com. You can follow along with Stacey and Angie on all forms of social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at HIHpod. You can also send the show an email to letschat@hihpod.com. Feel free to write into the show if you're hustling in heels, tennis shoes, work boots, slippers, socks, or barefoot. So be sure to reach out to us if you've got a question, comment, want to suggest a guest, or even if you'd like to be a part of the show. That's all the ladies have today, so make sure you tune in next Wednesday at 6 a.m. Eastern Time for their newest episode. But until then, keep on hustling, ladies.